Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison now.
I've got my heart is right now all excited and thrilled about motivating our church to continue to go to the next level. This is just what's been on my heart, on my heart, on my heart. And you can talk to any of the leaders. I don't think I'm ever quiet about it, but I'm really not quiet right now. As we go to the next level, there are changes, there are things that happen. And a lot of times for older folks like myself, I put myself in this category. Change sometimes isn't fun, but it's necessary. And what I'm saying by that is, if you're going to be successful in life, you're not going to be the same at 40 years old as you were at 20. You're just not. There's going to be a change that takes place. And that's just the way the kingdom of God works. Who doesn't want to be successful? Good. I was hoping no hands went up and somebody stood up. Me! I mean, nobody does it. I believe most would like to be successful. And they'd really take that success if it was just handed to them. But that is, everybody here knows that's not the way success works. It wouldn't be called success if it was just handed to them. It would be somebody else's success. See, most people don't look at life and say, you know what, I'm just looking forward to my life being a total failure. No, really, I mean, I'm so looking forward to doing nothing in my life and going nowhere. So, anybody that would say that, you'd be like, what? There is no way that's the case. Everybody here wants to be successful. There are magazines devoted to teaching you how to be successful. Books, websites that says success can be yours if you'll just start this home-based business. All you got to do is fill out a few envelopes. I don't know if any of you ladies have ever thought, I'm going to stay at home and I'm going to do one of those infomercials. Because infomercials will tell you how you too can be a success. And they'll give you a whole line of things you can do. But what I want to talk about today, what actually is success? Is it money? I mean, some people think just having money or a lot of stuff would equal success. I used to read a lot, and I haven't seen it in a while, but there used to be a bumper sticker that I would read a lot, and it said, "He who dies with the most toys wins." You ever seen that bumper sticker? He who dies with the most toys wins. And I always thought how untrue that would have to be because you can't take them with you. You can't take these toys with you. There are many who have attained great wealth and who can tell you that success is not about having a lot of money. And you got to know that. Ted Turner, not someone I would use a quote from a lot, but here's what he said. He said in a book, "Guard Your Heart." Well, I think it's kind of an empty bag to tell you the truth, but you have to really get there to really know that. See wealth and success being based around it, Ted Turner said, I think it's kind of an empty bag to tell you the truth, but you got to really get there to really know that. You have to really get there. You have to really get to the point where you got a lot of money to realize money will not buy you happiness. Some of you be, let me try that. I'll just see. I mean, I just know that that's a thought people have. Power. Some people believe if I could just have power or the title that would allow me to tell everybody else what they need to be doing, if I could just have the power, then I think that would be success. Just getting others to do what I tell them to do. But even those with great power will tell you that it's really lonely up there. See, is that success is the question today. Success is not found in things. It's not called power that is success. It's not called wealth. And a lot of times we try our whole life working towards that to find we're empty now. How can we live a life of success? I mean, if we define it correctly, then we can not only be successful right now, but through eternity if we can define it correctly. And some of you go, well, of course, through Jesus, that just makes sense. Well, let's look at the definition of success. Success is fulfilling or accomplishing an aim or a purpose. Success is fulfilling and aiming towards or accomplishing a purpose or something that you're aiming for. I know all about aiming. For those of you that were out here shooting skeet with us last Sunday, we measured success by the name Rick Bertolio. Why? Because he had the highest score. And we were like, well, wow, he's just successful. In shooting, he hit where he was aiming. In life, what are you aiming for? What are you looking for in life that will then put the tag success on you? Not hashtag, just tag. Success. What is success? See, success is fulfilling or accomplishing that which you aim for or that which you're purposed for. When you get that, you have to then define, well, what am I aiming for or what is my purpose? Well, I'm glad you asked, because that's real easy. Purpose is the reason something is created for or the reason why it exists. That's its purpose. You can find out the purpose of anything by finding out what it was created for, or you can find out why it exists. Why it exists. I know the purpose of things based on what they do, and I get that. So the question today is, why are you here? Why are you here? What is your purpose? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And here's what we got to know. We got to know who our Creator is to answer that question. Who is our Creator? Well, everybody would say, well, of course, God created everything. That's awesome. I'm glad you know that. That's important. That is important that you know that God created everything. He created you. Parents, how many of you have ever told your kids that? God created you. God created you. And then you'll go on to tell them God created you for a purpose. Why do you tell them that? Because they can't be successful until they get that. They have to get that they were created for a purpose for them to ever be successful in life. God created us for a purpose. And as you start going, well, what is that? Well, let's just look at what Isaiah says in 43:7. Isaiah 43:7, talking about mankind in the book of Isaiah, God says this about us. Isaiah 43:7, bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. I have made them for my... So all who claim God, which you're in church this morning, so I suppose that would be you. This morning, I mean, you're here today. Some of you may be here just because your parents drug you here. But there's a lot here that says, I'm here because I acknowledge God. I acknowledge God in my life. And so I want to know what God has to say for me. I want to be empowered. I want to be taught to go out and go and do the work of the ministry as outlined. I mean, that's just what I want to do. So this is what God says. Bring all who claim me as their God. And here's why. For I have made them for my glory. Here's what you got to know. You are purposed for God's glory. So it's easy then to ask this question. If I am purposed for God's glory, when people see me, do they see my life bringing glory to God? When they see me, when they see my post on Facebook, when they see what I'm doing, when they see me out at Walmart, when they see where I park, when they see who I'm hanging with, does everybody see at all times that my life brings glory to God? Because that's what I'm purposed for. If I'm purposed for that, then they need to see that. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God is sovereign. You've heard that before. And as I was younger and not knowing what a lot of these words meant, well, God is sovereign. God is all-knowing. God is all these things. Well, what does that mean, sovereign? It means that he is completely independent. He's completely independent. He did not need to create us. There wasn't a need in God that he had to. There was a want to. See, he didn't have to have us. He doesn't need us for anything. Based on this understanding, now you got to follow me, we might come to a conclusion then, well, we're not important to God. Just because he is sovereign and didn't need us didn't mean that he didn't want us. And he wanted us to fulfill a want for him, and that was fellowship. And so a lot of people in this world get saved and they never make Jesus Lord. And then Jesus is like, oh man, I died for you on the cross. You get eternity now, but I've lost the reason I created you for fellowship. We don't talk. We don't visit. You're too busy to open your word in the morning. You're too busy to spend any time with me throughout your day. But all your friends, boy, you got plenty of time for them. But what about me? Now understand this. God is not a charity case. And I'm not trying to paint a picture. I'm just saying this is the self-talk that you ought to have in your mind going, well, wait a minute here. He created me for fellowship. And he's got that with a lot of people. But he could have it with you, and he's made it available for you too. And a lot of people never take the time for that. God tells us in Scripture that we were created to glorify him. That's our purpose, and that means that we are important to him personally. See, we are created to glorify God. Psalms 86:12 says, I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. So success for us is living out glorifying God. Are y'all getting this today? I mean, I want to make sure we're following what's going on. So how today can we be successful? And I was thinking about this because here's the deal. I want everybody in here to be successful. But you can't be successful based on my want to. You'll never experience success on me giving you a handout or the church doing that. Oh, if somebody would just help me, what I teach here all the time is help yourself. God's made everything that you need. Every provision has been taken care of. You just got to learn to walk into it, and then you can experience the success. So I've got 5 points today that'll help us go, all right, here's what I'm just not feeling successful right now in this season of life. Today's your day. Today is your, praise God, you came to church, you're going to hear a word that's going to tell you how you can be successful. You don't have to go buy a book. You don't have to go get a magazine subscription. You don't have to stay up and watch the infomercials and order the envelope package. So you can be successful. And so today, the first point in success for your life is learn how to be a servant. Learn how to be a servant. Here's why you got to, and I say it like that, you have to learn to be a servant because in and of ourselves, there is not a desire for that. In the flesh, we're like, gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm the victim. I'm the one that has, I need everybody to help me out. I know it's my fault I'm in this position, but please come help me. What you need to do is change that attitude and go, who can I help in this position? See, being a servant, having a servant mindset, obviously being faithful to God is primary. If anyone serves me, John 12:26 says, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. If anyone serves me, that means you, God will honor. This is Jesus talking. If you'll serve Jesus, God will honor you. Serve Jesus. Well, you say, well, Pastor, it's what I'm doing. I'm in church today. I'm talking about every day. Serving Jesus means denying self. Serving means it's not about you getting, it's about you giving. It's about you being the giver in the situation, not being the taker. If anyone desires to come after me, Matthew 16 says, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Church, there's a call in the life of a Christian to leave your former way of doing life and follow Jesus. Well, when you follow Jesus, you're not following him for the handouts, although the loaves and fishes probably tasted pretty good. You followed him to serve him, and that's what he was trying to teach the 12. We're here to serve people. We're here to serve. In fact, he said, come on. He come with me. I'm going to make you what? He came to the fishermen. I'll make you fishers of men. How do you know that verse? Well, because we talk about it a lot. That's what Scripture says. Peter, Andrew, he says, come on, follow me, guys. And I'll make you fishers of men. What he's saying is, you've been fishing and trying to do everything you can to entice the fish. We need to live a life of enticing people to see that Jesus is worth it. Jesus is worth it. And my life needs to be that example that shows people that. See, the Scripture goes on to say, Jesus went along the beach a little further after he called Simon and Peter. And he saw two other brothers, James. He saw John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their dad, mending the nets. And he called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. I think that's real important. You got to leave what everybody else says isn't normal. The world may say this isn't right. Even if it means a mom and dad, I got to leave a former way of thinking and I got to do what God called me to do. God called me and I'm following. I'm there. I'm serving Jesus. See, I'm leaving my former serving of self and I'm going to serve something bigger than me. If you want to find success in this life, quit trying to elevate yourself and find a way to elevate someone else through serving. So we spend all of our life looking for success in a world's definition, but really the world's definition fits what we're talking about. It means finding your purpose, your aim, and seeing that as being fulfilled. And when you get a hold of that, I'm just telling you, following Jesus will inside bring a fulfillment, and you'll see yourself successful. There's a servant mindset, but it has to first be Jesus before you can ever serve anyone else, or you'll start doing it with the wrong heart. See, you got to get it in order. So we're going to serve Jesus, and then we can serve others. Jesus was a servant to all, denying ultimately himself and take on our penalty that he didn't deserve so that we can have a life we don't deserve. Second thing in being successful. Hear this today. It means being filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit of God. Well, Pastor, I don't really know all about that and I don't understand. Being filled with the Spirit means that you're empowered. You're empowered. You're empowered. Why? That means that there's strength, there's knowledge, there's truth, there's words to make you successful that in and of yourself you don't have. But the Holy Spirit does that. So we've got to understand that being continually attached to Christ, being continually in his presence, walking in the ways of the Lord, empowering yourself daily will produce for you. John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do other things. Apart from me, you can't do anything. That's what the Bible says. Apart from me, you can't. Boy, I'm really looking to do this. Where's Jesus at? Because apart from him, you can't do it. I mean, let's just look at Scripture. And I mean, well, I'm thinking about apart from Jesus, just don't plan on being successful. Because you can't do anything. Oh, it might temporarily look like success, but it will end up catching you. Apart from Jesus, you can't do anything. That's not Ashley's words. That's Jesus' words. We cannot live a life that will be successful when we're not in fellowship with God. And what separates us from fellowship with God? Sin. This is a real easy message, but I think it's very foundational for us to get a hold of. If you're fighting, I just don't feel real successful right now. Circumstances, kids, financial choices, maybe a bad one made. Boy, I'm just not real successful. Well, you need to get a hold of what I'm talking about today because there is success in your future. And it's determined on how you see what I'm talking about. Jesus goes on to say in John 15:6, if anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. A withered branch is not a successful branch. I don't know, but it's a really good time of year to talk about this. How many of y'all been mowing for the first few times? And is it not amazing if you've got trees anywhere in your property, how there's branches just laying everywhere? I mean, they're everywhere. I'm going to go get my exercise today. I'm going to mow. Aren't you on a riding mower? Yes, but have you seen the branches I have to get off and pick up and throw it? I'm getting a lot of exercise. Usually I don't get much exercise in a lawnmower, but this is what I'm doing right now. Because withered branches are falling right and left. And I'm throwing them either over the fence or I'm loading them and taking them and putting them on a pile to be burned and done away with. I don't want my life to represent what I'm trying to get out of the way so I can make things look pretty. I'm trying to make things look good, and withered branches don't make things look good. For the kingdom of God, if you're a withered branch, you got to know you're not making the kingdom of God look good. And there needs to be an understanding of that. See, a withered branch is not a successful branch. He's separated. Being successful, being remain filled with the Spirit means you're one in one walking in the ways of Christ, continually attached to Him. So you can turn away from sin. You can say, no, I'm not going there, and be productive in life and full of joy. Productivity in life brings fulfillment. Sin is not productive, it's destructive. That's what sin is, and it doesn't make things look good. Now, I'm not telling you that initially it doesn't look all right. I put up a lot of tree stands in the fall, and here's what you got to know. In this area in the fall, the trees lose their leaves. And you have to know which tree's the real deal and got a connected branch, and you got to know which ones are not. And if you are a deer hunter and tried to hang a stand in a tree that is got dead branches and you pull on one of them, it can be disastrous. You better make sure you're full of God and connected to the tree so you don't let somebody else who's grabbing a hold of you fall. See, are you getting the... This is just Ashley analogy. I'm not saying... But it makes sense to me that we got to be a strong branch. We got to be a strong branch. Being filled with the Spirit and walking in His ways will allow you to experience the true joy and allow you to be the servant God's called you to be. Romans 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men." We're living right, we're living pleasing to God, we're glorifying God, and we're fulfilling our purpose and finding and feeling success. And church, that is a true definition of how you can be successful regardless of what's going on in this world and regardless of how other people are treating you in this world. The third point today, being successful means being a person of the Word. These are five simple points. They're not all inclusive, but you got to know this is a good start for you saying, I'm a successful person. I'm a successful person. I love this. In Acts 7, and I'm not going to read all of it, Acts 7, 1 through 53, Stephen had just been called with six other guys to go in and serve so the apostles could go out and preach the word as you read through this. And they get some guys that are kind of misconstruing some of what he said and go to the religious leaders and say, Stephen's messing this whole thing up. And I just tell you, we need to have a talk. So they bring Stephen in. Stephen comes in. And that's what Acts 7 is talking about what Stephen says to him. You know what Stephen does when he goes in to talk to him? He starts telling him everything from Abraham, I mean, all the way through to what's gone on to Jesus. And he's just saying, here's what took place. And he just, I mean, I don't read that they gave him the scripts and he started reading to them. He started telling them. How did he tell them? He knew the word. He knew the word. If you get put on trial for being a Christian, they say, tell me your defense. Do you know enough of the word that you can get out of there? Now, ultimately, he didn't get out of there. They stoned him. But he had such an excitement and following of Jesus that when they stoned him in fulfillment of the word, he just repeated what Jesus said. God forgive all these guys. How did he know to say that? See, all of these things, as we start realizing we can fulfill life, I'm telling you, when I get to heaven and see Stephen's mansion, it's going to be something else. He knew the word. He was fulfilling. He was successful. We need to be successful, and one of the marks of being successful is knowing the word. We need to read it. We need to study it. We need to know it. We need to believe it. We need to meditate on it. Read it again and again and again, just like Josh was sharing today. John 3:16. Obviously, everybody knows that if they've been in church any length of time at all. But you know what? There's people who don't. I got to visit with one this week that had never even heard that verse. I about fell out of my chair, but I didn't want to act surprised. But I was just like, really? You've never heard that? He said, I've never read the Bible a day in my life. But I've heard a lot of people talk about it. So I feel like I know a little bit about it. Yeah, that verse sounds familiar, but I don't know it. Do you realize that right here in this southwest part of Missouri, there are people who don't know anything about the Word? And you're the only Bible they may ever read? What if you don't know it? What hope do they have? You have the option and say you're lined up with it, but we're not reading it. I'm not trying to make people feel bad, but I am trying to bring it to your attention that, hold on, if we're going to be successful, the Word's got to be in us. The Word's got to be in us. Have you ever heard someone start, and some of y'all did this earlier as I was quoting some verses, but you ever heard somebody and they start quoting a verse and you're like, I can say the rest of it, and you'll start saying it with them? I love it when somebody's, boy, this is the verse I've been meditating on, and they start just the first couple of words and I know that one. Don't sell yourself short. A lot of times you're going, you know what? I do know the word. That can be encouragement for you to get in and know more of the word. Know more of the word. Get more of it. See, true joy is found in living the way God intends for us, and that is found in his word. I love it when people can complete the verse that I'm getting ready to quote. Psalm 19:8. The commandments of the Lord are right and brings joy to my heart. And God's word is right. His commands are right. And if you'll live by them, it'll bring joy to you. There'll be a happiness and an excitement. John 15, verse 10. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I've told you these things that you will be filled with joy overflowing. Have you met people like that? I have. You just get around them. You're like, man, I just got so much joy. It's just overflowing. And I see that as successful. And I think all of us would say, I do too. I'm not talking about too much syrup on the pancakes. That's not what I'm talking about. Because that's fake. But I'm talking about real joy. Boy, they just got a peace about them. They got a joy about them. Man, just some success there. And I'm walking around frustrated and mad. And golly, I need some of that joy. You're not going to get it from them. You're going to get it from who they got it from. So always know that that's available to you. Number four, being successful means to be like Jesus. Listen to these verses and see if they sound familiar. You've probably heard some people saying these things. Keeping our eyes on Christ, responding as Jesus would. Be holy as he is holy. 1 Peter 1:15. Says you need to be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. The scriptures say you must be holy because I am holy. God's called you to be holy. Well, that sounds really good. What does that mean? Because I got some genes that represent that. Grandpa said, man, I'm in style. When holy genes started coming about, I've got a bunch of them. I'm in style now. Remember, Grandpa used to talk about that all the time. See, and what I'm not talking about holy clothes. I'm talking about holy living. What does that mean? Dedicated or set apart for a specific purpose. So what am I saying when I say, I can't be Jesus? No, but you can be holy like Jesus. I'm not saying you can be Jesus, but through what he did, you can look like him. Acknowledging him, daily in communication with him, getting the word in you that's from him, you can be set apart for a specific purpose. And that is where I find most Christians that look no different from the world, but we need to look like we're set apart for a purpose. We're set apart. We're different. We're set apart, and we can look like him because he gave us an avenue to look like him. That's taking him on in every area of our life. But most people have problems looking like him. You know why? Even after they ask him to be Savior. You know why they don't look like him? Because they don't talk to him. They don't spend time with him. They're not in the word. And they're not really thinking every day, do I look like Jesus? Does my attitude look like Jesus in the way I'm getting ready to respond? In what I'm saying, does this look like Jesus? In what I'm doing, does this look like Jesus? In how I respond in this situation going to look like Jesus? Is what I'm getting ready to do in life going to look like Jesus? You've got to answer that question, and when you can say, yes, it does, you can just put success right on you. You too can be successful. The fifth thing, and the last one for those of you that have been counting here. Oh, we're on five, finally. Success does not equal easy. Success never equals easy. And anybody that you're going to see in life that you can put the quote success on them, anybody that you can do that, you got to know they worked hard for it. They worked hard for it. The life that they're living and what they're doing. There are going to be times when life is just plain hard, and I want you to know that today. Jesus himself experienced that. Come on. I mean, really, life was tough for him. In the garden, he prayed for this cup to pass from him. But God, not my will, but yours has got to be done. Stephen experienced it. Oh, man, I just bragged on you for a whole chapter. That's probably not what he said, but that's what happened. As we read it, we put the numbers in and we said, here's where Stephen's going to tell all about the things of God. And then they stone him. Boy, that's tough. That's not what, well, wait a minute here. That's not the way I would have wrote it. That's why you didn't write it. The apostles experienced it. As I look around this room, a lot of you have experienced it. Tough times, tough situations. I understand that. And you're going to have people telling you how you're wrong and how you shouldn't have done it that way and I can't believe and all this. And what I'm telling you is that's no different than anybody that's successful in the kingdom of God have experienced the same thing. We'll experience times that are going to be hard. And in those times, church, hear me today. Be holy as he is holy. Be set apart for a purpose. Church, hear me today. You want to be successful, you glorify the Lord when the rest of the world don't know how you're doing it. In your situation, keep your focus on him. Get the word in you every day so that you quote the word when you're put on the spot to open your mouth. Walk in the Holy Spirit. Be like Jesus. And just know it's hard. I'm not here to tell you for a second, boy, it's just easy. It's hard, but it's worth every second. And in the midst of it being hard, it can still be joyous. It can be worth it. There can be a smile on your face, and they're like, how in the world? Facing difficulties does not mean that your life is not successful. Please hear me when I say this. Facing difficulties helps you to live a life of success by giving you opportunities in those times to be like Jesus. That's what happens. And we got to know that. Success means being a servant, being filled with the Spirit of God, being full of the Word, being like Jesus, and doing it regardless of how hard it is. Success is ultimately about surrender. Surrendering our inferior will for God's superior will in our lives. Matthew 10:39, whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That just makes sense to me. This verse speaks about those who look to this life to give them all that they think they want, but they lose their eternity with the Lord because they wouldn't follow him. Know this, this life will come to an end. And when it does, your success for the future after this life will all be determined on what you deem successful in this life. What was your success in this life? When we live each moment of life, being a servant, being filled, being in the Word, striving to be like Jesus, and building on each of these, there'll come a point where this life is over. And I'm telling you, I don't know when that is. But I just know it's appointed once for man to die. And here's what I'm looking to hear said to me. Well done, Ashley. Well done. Well, that'll be the ultimate success. But know this, he's saying it right now to you. Well done. Well done. How do you know that? Because that's what the fruit of the Spirit is. That's him saying, well done, because you're living life at peace, in joy, even though circumstances may not look like that to you. Everybody else is seeing in the middle of it. Wow. 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 How does that happen? they've got a hold of what true success is. And my prayer today is you walk out of here, you'll be able to talk to your family about this, men, women, your children, and you'll be able to say, guys, true success is exactly what Pastor was talking about today. And let's make a life that others can see Jesus through what we're doing, and let's build the kingdom of God in a profound, powerful way.
We hope that you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. For more messages or information about Christian Ministries Church, go to www.cmchurch.net.